Minister of Finance Ken Oforiatta is expected to deliver the first budget of President Akufo-Addo's government in Parliament tomorrow. Meanwhile, President Akufo-Addo has assured Ghanaians that the first budget of his administration will spell out well-thought-through policies to put the ailing Ghanaian economy he inherited back on track. He said it will contain policies that would strengthen the city, create jobs for the teeming unemployed youth, and ease challenges on private businesses in the country. The founder and executive director of Megasa Professional Institute of Mathematics Education, Professor Sichofe Anku, says past examination questions, popularly called PASCO, should not be seen as an easy way for students to pass the examinations. He said even though it gives students ideas as to what to expect in examinations, reading is very necessary. Professor Anku said this during the launch of a free PASCO app in Accra. He said PASCO gives continuous feedback but should not be used to spoon-feed the students ahead of examinations. Gloria Fute and Nami Teriajin filed this report.
From time immemorial, past examination questions, popularly called PASCO, have been the hope for many students during examination. To this end, students go all out to get them, no matter what the cost. In this vein, Revo Education has created a new initiative called the Free PASCO App. This is to make past questions easily accessible for students. The CEO of Revo Education, Archibald Annan, said his outfit decided to help students due to the way some suffer for PASCO, especially those in the rural areas. He said Revo is committed to help make education affordable to students. He said the benefits of technology in education are immense, and Revo has been at the forefront of leading this change. Mr. Annan said Revo Foundation is a software engineering firm committed to the development of education technology for Africa. He said the company currently has digitized 42 textbooks from primary 4 to JHS 3, in addition to an Android app for past questions and answers for all BEC and WASI subjects from 1990 to 2015.
We are making an attempt to make sure that even if you are in PAGA, the other person is in Accra, once you have a smartphone, you have access to the same content using technology. Having access to past questions is extremely difficult. It's even difficult for somebody who is in Accra because you can't even find where. The second thing is to make it cheaper. We are going to go to the next step, where the textbooks are traditionally sold about $25 on the average in the market. We would launch our textbooks and we'll be selling it about $5 and $10 on your phone.
The founder and executive director of Megasa Professional Institute of Mathematics Education, Professor Sitofa Anku, said if students pass a distinction or first class degree and cannot impact on society positively with what they have studied, it is useless.
It's very critical for students to pass their examinations. It is a good feeling to pass examinations because it gives you that desire to continue to study. You must go beyond the passing. This idea of PASCO gives you continuous feedback for you to know how you are faring as you go along. Continuous feedback. And it is formative sort of learning. And we should not take the PASCO at spoon-feeding students. If your aid cannot be used to solve a problem, there are a lot more because there's something missing.